Hey, what's up, VPFire? All set? My name is Eduardo Soto, and I'm here to record this English podcast 100% in English for you. Tomorrow morning, I'm gonna be sharing this tip with you guys in Portuguese, because I believe this is a really powerful tip to improve your English faster than ever. People usually listen to podcasts because they are willing to improve their listening skills and also get some new information that they didn't have before. At least, if you are listening to an English podcast like mine, it's probably because you want to improve something about your English. Am I wrong? So, if you are here and you want to improve your listening, welcome here, my friend. But today, I'm going to share a really powerful way of boosting your vocabulary. Increase the amount of words you already know and use them with more perfection. The best thing you can do to really learn a new verb is working with its conjugation. Different collocations and sentences will help you too. Most part of people, when learn a new verb, they write down their translation of the verbs and it's okay. For example, in the first lesson of the podcast, I taught you guys the verbs to drink and to eat. Even if you didn't study my podcasts yet, you probably know that the verb to drink means beber in Brazilian Portuguese, right? Today, I'm here to challenge you to work with the conjugation of this very simple verb. How about conjugating it in the third person, in the continuous tense, in the past, and maybe even in the participle? I'm gonna share with you how I used to practice with the new verbs I learned, but I'm going to use the verb to drink to make it even easier for you to get the practice, okay? So, first things first, the verb here is to drink. In the present, my sentence is, I drink water. Now, I'm going to create a negative sentence. I don't drink alcohol. Now, in the interrogative form, do you drink coffee at night? Okay, affirmative, negative, and interrogative, all set. Now it's time to practice a little bit more advanced levels. In the continuous tense, she's drinking tea with her grandma. Now I'm gonna use the past tense. We only drank orange juice yesterday. I'm gonna use it now just to finish the practice, the participle, okay? They were drunk way before the birthday party. So, okay. You could see the amount of additional vocabulary you can get by using this technique that you've just learned, right? If you don't know how to conjugate verbs, I suggest you the Babylon Dictionary. Just type there on your browser, bab.la, okay, and you access it. It's really, really powerful for translations and conjugations. Well, it's almost 9 p.m. My Monday was full of great talks and things. Tomorrow, I'll be back here to record a new episode. If you want to contact me and keep talking, I'm always online at the VPFI Instagram at Você Pode Falar Inglês. And don't forget, leave me a message over there or on my WhatsApp. 16 9 9752 2487, and keep this in mind, VPFire. A little bit by day and your goal will be accomplished. Have a great one. Eduardo Soto from VPFI out.